Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has vowed he is going to war for President Trump as he returns to the private sector after leaving his job as the president's advisor. Bannon, who credited is with helping Mr. Trump get elected on the America First and Make America Great Again slogans, had clashed for months with other powerful people at the White House. There have been fighting between two camps from day one of the Trump administration, Bannon embracing Mr. Trump's message of populism and isolationism. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region of Spain that left many dead and dozens more injured. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
One more death was added to the list Friday, bringing the deadly total to 14. Police said suspects in Spain's deadly twin terror attacks were preparing an even bigger assault that was foiled as events unfolded. Police said they killed five suspected terrorists during the night and arrested three others as Spain reeled from the double tragedy in Barcelona and in Cambrils, some 120 kilometers south. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Islamic State claiming responsibility for the deadly van attack at pedestrians in Barcelona. No word on who carried out the Cambrils attack. Police in Finland say at least two people were killed and at least six others injured in a mass stabbing in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. Police say that one man was shot. He's a suspect. He's shot in the leg, arrested, and they're searching for other perpetrators. Authorities said the suspect's identity remained unknown. They appeared to be of foreign origin. This is VOA News. President Trump met with his national security team. They discussed a new strategy deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the country's tenuous security situation. Top U.S. general and his Japanese counterpart have agreed to work together to strengthen missile defenses for Japan. As Tokyo announced that they will introduce a land-based system for additional protection against the North Korean missile threat, General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke with VOA.
I think this is probably about as important a place as I could be because in the wake of recent activity by Kim Jong-un, making sure our allies have no confusion at all about where we are in our overall policy, where we are with regard to the military dimension of that policy, and in dealing with both our alliance issues in Korea, in Japan, as well as, again, that basic framework for military-to-military relations with China. I think it's been a good 8 or 9 days.
Dunford was in Japan after talks with Chinese and South Korean leaders in Beijing and Seoul. He said he offered Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe some of the perspectives picked up during his time in China, while also focusing on the challenge of North Korea and the trilateral efforts that the U.S., Japanese, and South Korean militaries need to deal with the threat from Pyongyang. Sierra Leone's government has buried more than 350 people killed earlier this week in mudslides in the country's capital, Freetown. Another 600 people remain unaccounted for. This man and his family are survivors.
We are really suffering in this community. We are really suffering. No light. When night comes, we'll not be able to sleep in this community. Well, our hearts are still in that heavy because of this situation. And we don't know what will happen next within 2 days or 3 days. So we really want the government, the NGOs, to assist us to evacuate people from this community.
Sierra Leone has asked for international assistance. Venezuela's pro-government Constitutional Assembly has given itself the power to pass laws, seizing legislative power from the opposition-led Congress, which already had little power in the country as the socialist-nominated Supreme Court has stripped it much of its functions. Assembly is charged with rewriting the country's constitution and has given President Nicolas Maduro permission to rule by decree. Months of nearly daily protest against Maduro have left more than 120 dead, hundreds more injured or jailed. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.